Hey, everybody. Welcome to a brand new Ike Live. The show is brought to you by some amazing companies, including the presenting sponsor of Ike Live, Mystery Tackle Box MTB. It's like happiness right to your doorstep once a month. Mystery Tackle Box puts brand new lures, hot items in your hand once a month. Listen to me. Use the promo code IkeLive. Get 30% off your first Elite Box or 50% off your first Pro Box. That's unbelievable. Also brought to you by Tin Cup Whiskey. God, I love whiskey. This is American style whiskey cut with Rocky Mountain water. It's got a classic finish to it. I personally love the rye. It's got a little bit of a bold, spicy finish. You're going to love this stuff. Straight from the Rockies to your glass. Also brought to you by TH Marine, the maker of great marine products, from everything from a John boat to a Biggie Smalls yacht. That's TH Marine. Go to thmarine.com, use the promo code IkeLive, and get $10 off a $50 order or more. Unbelievable. Brought to you by Flambeau, the makers of the best tackle storage systems in the world, including the brand new Crank Bank and Blade Crate. Of course, every single Flambeau tackle storage system has Z-Rust incorporated to help keep your hooks rust-free. Go to FlambeauOutdoors.com, use the promo code IkeLive, and get 20% off your entire order. That's unbelievable. Brought to you by Founders Beer. God, I love Founders. I'm such a beer guy, and I like all styles of beer. Founders makes them. I want you to go to foundersbrewing.com, or even better yet, download the Founders app. And by doing that, you can find out what dealer or bar has Founders right near you. Also, they're going to keep you ahead of the curve on brand new beer releases. That's foundersbrewing.com. This show's brought to you by Liquid Mayhem. Scent matters. Listen to me. If you want to catch more fish, if you want to catch bigger fish, try some Liquid Mayhem. Put it on your favorite lure, and you're going to get bit. Go to liquidmayhem.com. Use the promo code IkeLive. You ready for this? For 25% off your order of the best scent on the market. Liquid Mayhem. Also brought to you by Heshy Socks. That's right. Heshy Socks. Who doesn't love a good, comfortable, well-fitting sock? And guess what? The Ike Live crew had a hand in this, and we've got specially designed Ike-style socks just for you. Cushioned foot and toe, stay-up technology, and they've got a technology built in there where they won't stink. This is unbelievable, okay? Great designs, under $10, with the code IkeLive at HeshyWear.com. Also, they have Ike Foundation design socks. All proceeds go to the Ike Foundation. Brought to you by Torquedo Motors, the leader in electric motor drives. If you're one of the guys like me, you have a tiny boat, you have a John boat, you live on an electric-only lake, get a Torquedo if you want to be the fastest, most efficient boat on the water. Go to Torquedo.com. And last but not least, the Ike Live Show is brought to you by Hobie Kayaks. Hobie is the Cadillac of kayaks, and kayak fishing is changing the world. Easy access, easy to get into. I want you to go to Hobie.com to check out their large array of kayak products, including the one that I use, the Hobie 360. Listen to me. Prepare yourself. Get your popcorn. Get your Founder's beer and tin cup whiskey. Get ready for a brand new Ike Live show coming up live right now. Come on. Let's watch. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a...
Folks at home, how you doing tonight? Welcome to a brand new Ike Live show here on a glorious Sunday. And we've got a great show for you tonight.
She definitely did that on purpose.
She probably did that on purpose. Quincy the dog is with us tonight. Hi, Quince. I know a wire is going to get pulled here any second. Go get mommy. There you go. That's exactly how I wanted to start the show, with a barking dog. This is great. Hi, Stella. Can you take the dog? All right, listen to me. I already know this is going to be a special show. Come over here. Come in here and sit. Not you, Quince. I wanted Stella to come in here real quick. Come here. Oh, God. The dog's got the Heshy socks now. All right, come in here. That's all right. We can talk about the hedge. We got a surprise guest that came in impromptu real quick here. Mrs. Stella with us. Stella, how you doing? I noticed you have a jersey on. What is this jersey? Real quick. Say it into the mic. What is this jersey?
It's for lacrosse.
This is your lacrosse jersey. Oh, and wow. Today was a special day. What was today?
Today was my first game.
Wow.
I got to watch you for you had back-to-back games, and I thought you did excellent. I thought for your first game, you had good hustle, you worked hard, and I just wanted to say congratulations and good job.
Thank you.
Okay, can you go find my Heshy socks and bring them back if you can? If not, just leave the dog outside. Listen to me, guys. We got a great show for you tonight. We've got the one and only Trip Weldon joining us here in just a little bit. And if you follow competitive bass fishing, you know Trip. He's probably more famous than any of the anglers over the years, and was definitely, he was the reason that I kind of came up through the ranks. He was there the entire time. Real special guy, friend of ours, friend of the shows. Cannot wait to get Trip on a little later. Want to introduce the room. Sitting to my left in studio, we've got the one and only Riz, a.k.a. Rizzo, a.k.a. Rich, with us tonight. How you doing tonight, Rich?
Doing great, Mike. Good to be back in studio. It's going to be a fun show. I can't wait to talk to Trip. I like nerding out on bass fishing history, and yeah. This guy has seen literally all of it.
A lot of it.
So it's going to be fun to interact with a guy like that.
It's going to be great. I can't wait. Joining us via the Zoom machine, we've got the co-host of the show, the crust of the show, the one and only Pete Glusick. Pete, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I saw Riz. This is the second time. First time I saw him just a few hours ago on the Susquehanna River.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Doing a little fishing out there.
Yeah. It was cool. I had Shelly and Jake and one of Jake's buddies, Tanner, out, and they made their first casts of the year. And
nice.
It's a nice day, man. We just tooled around, enjoyed the Chesapeake. We didn't really catch much, but we had fun getting out on a nice day.
Well, the weather's impeccable here in the Northeast. If you're watching, finally spring has arrived in the Northeast, and 60 degree day today. Pete, looks like 60s this whole week. I'm expecting big things in the fishing world here in the Northeast.
It's going to unload, right? Man, these fish have been dying to get up, and this is going to be the week for us,
I think anybody
in our latitude, they're going to crash.
I think you're right. I think it's going to happen. And last but not least, of course, producing the show tonight, pushing buttons, making plays, the one only Brian Carpenter. Brian, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. Did you say Pete looks 60?
Yeah. No, I didn't say he looks – I'd say he looks sexy.
Oh.
No, I didn't say 60. I said sexy.
Yeah, this is the week.
This is the week, right?
Yep, it's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down.
It should go down.
Rich is ready to fire himself from all his jobs.
I know. I am too. I'd like to go fishing every day this week. You heard the super long intro about the sponsors, but I did want to hit you with a couple updates. Mystery Tackle Box is the presenting sponsor of this show. And, man, we have been rocking that Elite Box the last couple shows. We're going to open a new one tonight again. Dude, this is the deal. I know you've heard us talk about it, but if you're not a subscriber, go over to MysteryTackleBox.com. Use the promo code IkeLive. you're going to get 50% off, half off your first box. That's big. Heshy socks. You saw the dog Quincy run off with them.
That is great.
They're awesome. Listen, they're awesome socks, and they're lucky socks. Ask Justin Kimmel, JK of Bash University. He's winning everything he touches. I give that success not to BU or Pete. I give it to the socks. I think it's the socks.
Heshy socks.
Heshy socks cause them to catch all those fish. Also, we have the Ike Foundation socks over there. And if you purchase the Ike Foundation socks, that donation, you'll get the socks, but the money will go right to the Ike Foundation to help get kids fishing. Go to heshyware.com. Very, very important. Flambeau, you heard us talk about Flambeau. Dude, they've got these new two storage systems. I know all you guys are already using Flambeau boxes, but I want you to check these out. We've got the Blade Crate designed especially for spinner baits, buzz baits, really cool box, and also the Crank Bank. It's a new way to store treble hooked lures, jerk baits, topwaters, crank baits. Great time of the year to add that to your tackle storage arsenal. Also, Liquid Mayhem. Scent, we always talk about scent's important. But this time of the year, I'm telling you, when that water's still cold, right? It's warming, but it's cold. Try scent. It makes a big difference. Go to liquidmayhem.com. Use promo code IkeLive. You get some great scent over there. Last but not least, Pete, we're drinking some good stuff over here tonight. I don't know if you knew that. We're drinking Founders. We got the Moon Rambler, all day IPA over here.
Go ahead.
And we're drinking Tin Cup. And Brian the Carpenter, what do you got? You want to talk about that a little later? A little later in the show?
Yeah,
make a little surprise announcement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All right, so cheers to everybody drinking with us tonight. On a dang Sunday. This is going to be a good one, Pete. When you talk about people that are important in the history, right, of a sport, right, you tend to go right to the anglers, right? You think about great anglers that have been involved over the last 30, 40 years. And it's easy to forget about this guy, but we've known him forever. And to me, he's a part of the history of the tournament side of bass fishing. And we got Trip Weldon with us tonight, Pete. I can't wait to talk to him. It's going to be great.
I can't either. He's such a powerful force. He's been there for so long.
Yeah.
And, it's one of those jobs. It's a thankless job. It can really be thankless.
Yeah.
You know, every decision you make, you've got half the guys are going to argue with you.
Yeah.
Half the guys are going to agree with you.
Right.
And, it's just such a difficult spot. But Tripp has always been steady. He has always seemed to me to try to achieve excellence,
yeah,
and try to do the very best that he could in creating a playing field that we could all survive in and compete in.
Yeah.
And I've always appreciated that from him. So
yeah.
And he's been there every single tournament, every single time. I can't imagine, the things he's heard and seen and knows about this sport. I'm looking forward to diving into his memory bank a little bit.
I cannot wait to get him on the phone. And I'll say this right now, and I don't want to make any of the other tournament directors I work with mad. I've worked with some great tournament directors on a lot of circuits, FLW, MLF, but in my opinion, Tripp is the best tournament director ever in the history of the world. And we're going to get to talk to this guy. Cannot wait to get him on just a little bit later, just a couple minutes away here. I do want to do a little catch up. Brian, some big things have happened in the last couple weeks since our last show.
Big things?
Big things. Which, by the way, let me start with that one. Last show, Pete, we had David Dudley on, and what a nice performance from David over at the MLF championship over there.
Sure.
Great performance. Yeah. I mean, he talked about it. He talked about trying to be wide open, and I got to watch him live. I think he's one of the best natural fishermen out there. You'd have to put Polinick and Swindle and Vande. I mean, there's so many guys on that list, but I would put him on that list. He fished very fluid and smooth, and then a week later, Bry, went on to MC the first ever
LMFAO
Party Rock.
That's right. Yep.
The Party Rock League on the lake that he competed on, Lake Eufaula. And I want to say, I thought he did great. I thought his his conversation and his outlook on stuff
yeah.
with Luke having, you know, two different viewpoints, I thought they did great. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah.
I really did.
Great energy he brings to it. It's a different style that him and Luke kind of have, and it's refreshing. Yep.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was really good.
I liked
David's insight was cool. I mean, when he starts talking about adjustments and fish movements and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you've got a killer out there in David Dudley that has won giant tournaments. So it brings tremendous credibility when he starts talking about that stuff. I thought so too. I thought you did great.
Yeah. So I'd like to know. I want to hear everybody's opinion. Pete, Riz, and Brian, I want to hear all your guys' opinion on. We all watched it on and off that first event. How do you think it went? Brian, start with you. How do you think it went?
Better than expected.
Yeah.
Better than expected.
First tryout. Think of our first Ike Live podcast. It was a disaster. It was a big heaping mound of elephant shit just stacked upon each other.
It was a disaster 27 minutes ago.
Right.
Right, Rich?
Right.
Pretty close, yep.
It was a complete disaster. Black screens everywhere.
Here we are. Right.
So I expected them to have the technical problems, and they had them, you know. The announcing was far better than I thought they would do a good job and be interesting.
Yeah.
But they were really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
How do you think the competitors did, Pete? And I want to throw this one to you. When I looked at that body of anglers, right, I looked at, you know, 100 anglers, give or take. I don't remember exactly what it was. The guys in the top for sure were catching Lake Eufaula style weights for that time of the year, right? The top 20%. But to me, it looked like it really tailed off, you know? And again, listen to me. I'm not an expert. I had bad tournaments at Lake Eufaula too. I don't always catch them. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, do you think those 100 professionals, in quotes for Becky, caught them the way that other professional leagues would have caught them?
Man, that's a tough question.
Come on, just because you're sponsored by Cashin, you can answer this honestly, Pete. It doesn't matter. They don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if I can even answer that. I didn't realize you were going to go there, I'm considering what you just said.
Here's the thing. I believe a lot of people are thinking this, right? I said it. But I think a lot of people are in their mind are saying, you know, are these guys the caliber, you know, did they catch them like other professional leagues would have caught them in that particular league? It's just a question.
What I'm curious as to is how many of these guys in this league, because like a lot of I noticed kind of like a trend, like a lot of guys caught a big bag one of the days or like one or two of the days. So like I'm wondering how many of these anglers on this tour, they're not used to the 3-day format, or did they fish three, right? Did they go four?
I think they fished
3 days.
Three days, but still,
anglers fished all 3 days. Yeah.
That's different than, you know, your 1-day event that, you know, a lot of anglers are used to. So what I'll be interested to see is in the second, the third, the fourth event, after these guys have time to kind of adjust to fishing multi-day events, you know, see how the weights kind of start to stack up there.
Yeah.
You know, that's just looking at it from a perspective of, like, myself. If I went into a 2 or 3 day event, it's something new for me. You know, I don't know how to manage fish.
Right.
You know, that's the other side of the coin with that, because there's definitely big bags caught. You know,
yeah, I'm sure there was a learning curve there, Pete, and you know, some of those guys, I think, have to get an event or two under their belt, and you know, you'll see some momentum
for sure.
Know?
Yep.
I got a comment. The what I did notice is some of the guys that were live seemed to be on camera for the first time, so they were kind of wrestling with that.
Yeah.
I noticed that. John Sokup, I interviewed him and I watched him fish, and he would have been tough to contend with by anybody in that tournament.
I think anywhere in any of the leagues. I'd agree.
To beat him, especially this, because I didn't know this, but his advanced forward-facing sonar capabilities were well beyond what I thought they were. And this came from he's been fishing on the professional crappie tour for a while.
Right. And so he's dialed in. Yeah.
The crappie world is ahead of us.
Right.
They've been ahead of us for a couple of years using this technology.
Yeah.
And how he describes how he fans the fish, follows them, tracks them, get the glimpses that he sees, understands the movements that these fish are, you know, how they're leaving the brush. How we were talking about, you got to go back to Bashu.tv and listen to this interview, guys, if you haven't. But he talks about how the fish leave piles and how, you know, how you have to fish around them in some instances. Other instances, you got to dive into them. And when, you know, by looking at that sonar, how he determines what to do. So that being said, you know, he would have been tough to contend with, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's I think the top 20% to me were right there with any of the other leagues, you know. And I think there was a step down.
You can see that anywhere, though. I mean, you look at everything's been diluted, you know.
Yeah.
The FLW got diluted and Bass got diluted. Right. Everything got kind of fractured and scattered. So
yeah.
When was the first time you guys were on camera fishing? Because that really struck a point, Pete, when you said that, you know, a lot of these guys had never had a camera on the boat with them filming before. It's like, what does that do to your psyche? You know,
it adds pressure. It just, that's what it does when you do it for the first time. It's like it takes a while until you get to ignore that the camera's there.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I remember it. I remember it just,
You
know, if the fish weren't biting, oh my God, you wanted that camera to go away. You know,
the camera was bad luck. It's turning the fish off.
I think it still is, you know. I mean, I feel that way with a GoPro. It's like, they're not biting, I'm ready to throw that thing in the lake.
The camera's bad luck as the camera's recording us right now. This is all bad. Speaking of good luck, let me remind everybody, if you're watching tonight over on Facebook, listen to me. We have this contest. We do it every week. Like and share the feed. That's all you have to do. Brian Carpenter, like and share the feed. If you do that, you're entered into a chance to win the world-famous Ike Live gift bag. This thing's an honest-to-goodness 20, 21 pounds of Ike Live sponsor products. Like and share the feed over on Facebook. You're going to be entered in a chance to win this. Also, Riz, we want to hear from people, right?
Yeah.
We want their questions, comments. You're going to take them all night, IMs and stuff?
That's right.
Okay.
People say they want more Quincy.
They want more Quincy. Bring Quincy back with my socks, with my Heshy socks.
And, hey, for the guys on the IM board all night long, you're going to see the BTL crew instead of Ike Live on the message board.
Oh, okay. A little name change.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's a little nod to our homie, Mark Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Actually, we can't figure out how to fix it, make it Ike Live. So we're just going to say that's a
It is a nod to Mark Jeffries. And Pete, I don't know if a lot of people heard, Mark Jeffries was involved in an accident. He was hospitalized, had head injury. He's doing better. Becky talked to him early in the week.
Really?
He's back home. He's recovering.
Fantastic.
So we're thinking about Mark Jeffries.
Yes.
We love you, Mark. Get better soon.
Yeah,
definitely, you know, think about that, though, right? Like, life is so short. You know, when you hear about stuff like that, dude, you know, I know we're going to talk the trip later. I think he's got a new outlook on life. And you know, when you see these things and hear about these things, think about it, man. Life is short, dude. Take every day to its fullest. Also want to catch up with a couple other things. We've got official dates now. Yeah, Brian, what do you got?
I wanted to comment about the professional crappie league.
Oh, yeah.
What do they do? Just bring them all in and eat them? How's that work?
I don't know. Pete, do you know? I don't know if they – I believe they do keep them. I don't know if they release them, but I think it's interesting because I think it's as competitive and as, you know, difficult as a top-level bass tournament.
Not
I really
the
do.
Hell out of here.
Absolutely. I was going to say a bad word. Absolutely. And I know a couple of the guys. I know a couple of the crappie guys, and I'm telling you, dude, they are dialed. Now, there's different rules. These guys can use, it's like a lot of rods. They can put spider rigs out. You know, there's different rules.
Is it one biggest fish or best five?
No, I think it's numbers. It's five or ten, of your heaviest total weight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're after big crappie. But the forward-facing sonar has changed that.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, in my limited time of using it, I started using my Lowrance Active Target back in November. I saw it for the first time in October, got mine in November. Dude, it shows crappie like they light up.
Yeah.
Right? Like when I see a bass on it out there swimming, I can see the bass. I'm like, oh yeah, look at it. It looks like a bass. You see? But when those crappie get together in a pack, dude, it's like flashlight bulbs, like ding, 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 ding. They're like, kill me. Come and eat me. I mean, it's that easy with crappie. It's a special technology with crappie. But I do have a story. I want to relay the story of what happened. And I just want to tell you how unbelievable this technology is. And I still got to wrap my hands around it. But I went to a lake. I'm not going to say the name of the lake because it'll have 50 boats on it tomorrow. But a lake that Riz and I fished last year about this time. Ooh. And we had a really good jerk bait day there.
Ooh.
And I went there, Pete, and I said, I want to go there because its lake had depth. And I wanted to catch those jerk bait fish and watch them, you know. And so I got there and I caught a bunch watching the jerk bait, watching these fish rise up and eat it. I felt like these guys that are winning tournaments, you know. I'm like, oh, I get it now, you know. Yeah. And while I'm doing that, I was like doing something in the bottom of the boat. I can't remember. I was like retying something. And I see this way out ahead of the boat, 50 feet ahead of the boat, 40, 50 feet ahead of the boat. I see this wake on the surface. And my first thought, I was like, oh, my God, that's like a carp, like a big – you see a big carp wake bass. I'm like, oh, it was a carp. And then I was like, wait a minute. I got forward-facing sonar. So I jumped up, and I just turned my head of that trolling motor out there in that direction, and I saw this giant ball of gizzard shad.
Oh.
And gizzard shad are pretty awesome on live target too, or active target too, because they pop as well. They pop, and they're really fast. They're crazy how fast they move, the school of gizzard shad.
Huh.
And I looked at them like, holy shit, that's a school of gizzard shad. They're not tight. They were looser, but they were all moving in unison. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. And I like looked on my deck, and I had this giant swim bait.
9-inch.
Tied on. A 9-inch swim bait tied on. Glide bait. And I'm like, God, yeah, yeah. And I threw it out there. And I threw it like 60 feet. And
Yeah.
And I started reeling it. And Pete, I swear to you, this is exactly how it happened. And I'm watching. I can see it. Zoom, 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 zoom. And as it got close to that school of gizzard shad, dude, they parted like the Red Sea. I scared them with the glide bait. The glide bait is supposed to imitate the gizzard shad.
The glide bait.
They part it like literally like right in the middle, right? Like half went left and half went right. And I watched them go off the screen. And when that happened, I stopped the bait. And I'm like, what the? And I watched this glide bait sink. It's sort of like a slow sink. And I watched it on my active target sink. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And I'm like, because I was just thinking. I didn't mean to stop it. I was just thinking. And I started reeling it again. And I got like three cranks on it. And a fish from the bottom just lightning bolted toward the glide bait. And on my very next turn, I caught it. And it was a 5-pounder.
Come on.
I watched the entire thing happen. Go down on my active target. Dude, it was the craziest. So it was the first bass ever caught on a 9-inch glide bait. It was a 5-pounder, and I watched it eat.
Yeah, what? How about that?
The craziest thing is he wasn't there. He was not there. He must have been laying on the bottom, or he bolted into the screen. I don't know. But he wasn't there. Then all of a sudden he was, and I caught him.
So from now on,
it was
when
crazy.
You're reeling something through, and you start hitting the gizzards, kill it.
Maybe you should kill it. Maybe you should stop it. I'm just saying. And we've heard that, Pete, right? We've heard that this technology is good not just for seeing them, but to learn how to reel your bait, right?
Oh, yeah.
To learn how to move your bait. It gives you eyes that we never had, right?
Exactly. I mean, the interviews are crazy that I've been talking to these guys about, and it's like you can throw a spinnerbait out there and you can see that they're not reacting to it or they're running from it, like you said.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and then if you're using a jerkbait, a certain cadence draws them, other methods don't, you know, and you definitely learn that. I wonder about that fish that you had, like you said, the gizzard shad split. Do you think he came into the area on that big glide and forced them to split, or do you think the glide scoop those fish apart.
I told Brian this. I told this to Brian when I talked to him about it. I thought it was the glide bait. To me, it looked like it was the glide bait. But that's a great point, Pete, right? Maybe he slid in and parted them and then just sort of laid at the bottom looking up at this thing. You know, that's a possibility too. I don't know, you know, but it was amazing. And again, you know,
fun stuff.
And what a technology, and you have to learn it. I'm still, you know, I'm excited to keep putting time in on it. You know, I can't, like, it's almost like every time I go out, I can't wait to try it in a new situation, you know?
Absolutely. The, you know, some of the tips that I've gotten on it were, you know, you get out and you identify a brush pile and you pull down.
Yeah.
And you just repeatedly make your casts and presentations, even though there might not be any fish in it.
Yeah.
You learn how to make your bait, you know, do what you want it to do, how to get it close to the habitat and, you know, how to keep it up and out of the cover and, you know, what everything looks like. You know, it requires locking your rod locker, Riz. You got to put those rods away, man.
Yeah.
That might not happen.
It's so hard to do.
Leave them at home.
I know.
That's the move.
Be like, oh, yeah.
You're better off leaving them. Let me remind everybody also, if you're watching, we want to hear from you. Hit up Riz on the IM if you're watching IkeLive.com. If you're watching over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Ike Live Show, we're going to monitor those as well, and Brian's going to check in on them too. One other thing I want to say, which is really cool. I fished a tournament last week, a local event on Assapink, Five Alive. Shout out to Five Alive Bassmasters. Always putting on great events. I didn't do very well. I only caught a few. I was with Uncle Don. Brian, I did pretty good. He caught three. But it was what happened before that I want to talk about. It was unbelievable. So me and Uncle Don, it was on Assapink. We're driving up north, 295 north to 195. You get off and you start heading east toward the shore. And right as we got off the Assapink exit, Pete, we look up in the sky and we see this weird, just weird cloud ball shooting across the sky. And I'm looking at Uncle Don. I'm like, man. I'm like rolling the window down, taking pictures, videos. Like, and it's just the steady movement with this big cloud. All of a sudden, the cloud stopped, and the whatever was in front of it just went pew, and it was gone. And I'm like, Uncle Don, we just saw a UFO. I was 100% certain I saw a UFO.
How'd that psych you out for the tournament?
Dude, that's probably why I didn't catch him. I don't know.
You're thinking about getting abducted.
I was thinking about getting abducted or anally probed. I don't know.
All these fish I've abducted, now they're coming for me.
I know.
Payback.
I know. But,
thank God.
But we did.
Get them!
We did find out later. So I posted the picture and then did a little research, Pete, and we found out we got to see a rocket launch, which was really cool. It was a SpaceX rocket launch. That dude, bazillionaire, putting shit up in space that probably doesn't need to be up there or whatever. So we got to see that. That was kind of cool.
Tesla?
Yeah.
I dig what he does.
Yeah, it was cool.
So I heard he was putting some satellites up.
Satellites, of course.
Yeah, but seriously, you weren't too shook about it?
About the rocket ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was. Yeah, when I thought it was a UFO or a meteor, I was stoked about it. When I found out it was...
No, let's go back to let's go back to when you saw it and then the time after that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I missed it.
Yeah,
I didn't see it. I was running behind. I was running behind everybody.
I saw it, and then when I got to the ramp, a lot of the anglers that were there early had saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, we're not crazy. We saw something, you know, whatever it was. Well, it was cool.
How'd you feel that you missed it, Bri? Because I've had a similar experience. But I missed it.
Yeah, I was bummed that I missed it, right?
Yeah.
But I remember during the day, and I ran into a few people out there, right? And they're like, "Yo, did you hear about the UFO this morning?" You know, like, like two or three, four guys that I passed by all said that, and I'm like, "Wow, that's crazy, right?" And then partway through the day, I'm like, "That's really crazy." Yeah. Why is everybody still fishing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, freaking aliens, dude. Why are we fishing?
Yeah.
And nobody was too stressed out about it. It was like, did you see the UFO this morning? I'm like,
bad that you missed it, right?
Mike got a picture. How many are you catching? It was just like the conversation.
That was it.
Yeah, and that was it. And then we were worried about the stupid 2-pound fish.
Yeah. You guys remember in 2000, it was either 11 or 12, when there was like an earthquake in this area, like big enough for people to actually feel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was driving down the shore when that happened. And if you're going over 50 miles an hour in a car, you couldn't feel it. I was so mad. People are calling me. They're like, dude, did you feel that earthquake? Like, my living room table, it was shaking. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And everybody thought, I missed it.
Yeah, speaking of earthquakes.
Probably the only one.
Speaking of earthquakes.
That was cool.
We have earthquakes going on in Japan right now, thinking about everybody in Japan dealing with the earthquakes.
I didn't know that.
Also have a volcano that erupted in Iceland, Pete. I don't know if you knew that.
Wow. Yeah. I was not dialed in on that. But I do want to ask you a big question.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
We're talking about UFOs. Is there life on other planets?
I'm going to have to say yes. I'm going to have to say there's life out there somewhere other than here. There has to
Without
be.
Hesitation.
Without hesitation. It has to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that.
Tesla's going to send up there and meet those people.
Probably right. A meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no COVID in space, Pete.
There's
no COVID in space. We're good, Pete. Shut up.
I don't know, man. There's stuff growing on the space station up there on the outside.
Really?
I don't know what that is.
Huh. Wonder what that
probably
is.
Probably milfoil.
It's milfoil. Come put it.
Doesn't grow where I want it to grow.
Yeah, come put it in Lake X. We need something out here. This place is pretty sparse lately.
We got Wawa Hoagie Lady on the message board, and she's apparently a huge big bait fanatic.
Yes.
So she's all in on the on the big baits and the forward.
I think she knows. She probably knows what big bait I was throwing too. I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah.
She does know. I want to get into the show. And anything else to catch up on? Bri, Pete,
I'm good.
Anything? Riz, you got anything?
No.
I want to get into the meat of the show. I'm almost do we take a break, Bri, or do we just get right in? What do you want to do?
I was going to hit the commercial break and bring Trip.
All right, that's a good idea. All right, listen to me. Listen. Hang in there, because that was all junk, what just happened right there. We were just doing a little catch-up. The meat of the show, the thrust of the show, is coming up. I cannot wait. Hang in there. Trip Weldon coming on Ike Live when we come back. Hang in there. You know, right now where we're standing, we're in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is right there. This is the concrete jungle. And, you know, a lot of those kids, as they grow up, they don't fish. It's interesting because they're surrounded by water. You know, the Delaware River, the Schuylkill, ponds, city park lakes. But they don't have the influence to cast, to fish, to have a rod and reel. And that became our focus, you know, is to target kids in what we call non-traditional areas, you know, urban areas, city centers, where the population's high, and let these kids have an experience. You know, it's amazing. I mean, some of the experiences we've had, whether it's Central Park in New York City, here in Camden, other parts of the country, even just casting.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to see it, isn't it?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And you know, you see these kids have this experience they've never had, and they light up, you know? The big thing, I think, for the Ike Foundation is we're not saying we want all these kids to become professional anglers.
No. It'd
be great if some of them did, but we want them to have that fishing experience because it ties them to so many other positive things. The outdoors, nature. Conservation, ecology, you know, all these amazing things in life that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to any other way, we're trying to help with that. So it's important. It's important for us. Yeah. We're proud of it.
You work hard to catch your fish. TH Marine has two products to ensure your fish survive. The Oxygenator injects 100% pure oxygen into your live well. That increases fish survival by 35%. For the perfect combo, add G-Juice Live Well Treatment. It calms fish, stops bleeding, removes ammonia, and replaces slime coat. Get an Oxygenator and G-Juice, and keep your fish alive.
At Founders Brewing, we asked ourselves, what if we brewed a beer perfect for any occasion? A beer that makes a weekday feel more like the weekend, and the weekend feel more like an adventure. What if we brewed a beer that brought us together and allowed us to be ourselves? A beer that is just as much of a companion as it is a reward at the end of the journey. What if we explored the unknown together and found a new way to celebrate taste and flavor and life's simple pleasures? And what if we brewed a beer that could go where you go without slowing you down? Founders All Day IPA, low ABV and full flavor that goes where you go. Perfect for any occasion.
We're excited to announce our brand new partnership with an amazing company, Heshy Socks. That's spelt H-E-S-H-I, socks. Go to HeshySocks.com to check out my brand new Mike Iaconelli collection. That's right. I have my own custom socks in tournament colors. I promise you, you will never, I mean never, find a more comfortable sock. The great news, all my socks are under $10 a pair when you use our promo code IKE20. Go to HeshySocks.com, use the promo code IKE20 to get the most comfortable socks in the world.